Simon Shimon Vav. We left off the middle of Sif Gimel, and their mom's discussing the entranceway in front of the house, how a person has to be careful not to do Hatzal V'Achnasa, particularly with the key, to the house, where he turns the key in the door, that he shouldn't be Machnas the key from the area outside, which is generally a Karmelis, into the house as Rosh Hashanah. Unless it's as such worked out proper Machitzas, that the area outside the house is also Rosh Hashanah, then to Rosh Hashanah, and it's fine. However, the Ramah says, continuing on, that if there's a roof, an overhang, that's sticking out in front of the house, and doesn't have machitzas from the sides, so that area has the din of the rishus in front of it, that area is the din of the karmelis. It's not rishus harabim, since it has a roof on top of it, it's a makura, it has a roof, but it's not rishus yachid, because it doesn't have machitzas, it has the din of the karmelis. And therefore, one cannot carry from there into the house, because it's a problem of carrying from a karmelis into Rosh Hashanah. They also cannot carry from there back out into the street. It's a problem of carrying from karmelis to Sarabim, nor could they carry from the street to there, from Sarabim to there. Mr. Brewer brings from the Taz. The Taz is become a vura Safik. People wonder the house that has outside of it toward the street, has a gaga, it's a boil, it has an overhang called a fear libin, is a word that they used back then. Are you allowed to carry from there to the house? And many people think since the roof sticks out, so you say, P-tikr yor v'saisim around the sides, and it's considered as if it has machitz around Rosh Hashanah. And here you see clearly, under the roof has din of the Rosh Hashanah outside, it's karmelis, it's not considered Rosh Hashanah. He says, what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is usually pillars are supporting this roof. So if you make kanim, make sticks going around on top of these pillars, so then basically becomes a Tzuris HaPesach, becomes a Kasher Tzuris HaPesach, then on one side you have the door of the house, the other three sides you have Tzuris HaPesach, it becomes like a regular Eir, becomes Rosh Hashanah, and then one can carry from there into the house. He says, as many houses you can work it out, at the two ends, you do whatever you have to do in order to have kosher Tzuris HaPesachs, and then you can carry. You still have to be careful with the rules of Erev Chatzeris, to carry them in the bias, the chotzim, and the chotzim, the bias, you have to have the regular rules of Erev Chatzeris, the box of matzahs, sometimes you have to have, if there's a few houses together that share the same chotzim, same fence in the area in front of them or behind them. But like upon would take from Shrabim to under the roofs, or from under the roof to Shrabim will be Aser, because that's from a Sarabim, either to a Karmelis, or if there's proper to a Spesach, to a Siyachid, which would be the Raisa, or vice versa. So you definitely cannot carry from the street to under the roof, and from under the roof into the house, you can only carry if there's proper Mechitzes, or proper Tzuris HaPesachs. In general, the Be'er Halacha points out that in order to say P'tikr Yor V'Saisim, you have to have a flat overhang, a flat roof. But if it's slanty, if it's on an angle, then we don't say P'tikr Yor V'Saisim. Halacha comes up later on, Simashin Samach Alf Sif Beis. However, we do have to point out that if it's overhang, but that's slanty, but the bottom is flat, we can look at the flat bottom, and we could say P'tikr V'Saisim. But you cannot take P'tikr V'Saisim from all these sides. If we just have the front of the house, and there's no other machitzah, there's no P'tikr. It's only, like Tzmavur and Simashin Samach Aleph, that if you have the front of the house, you have a wall there, and you have another wall, now you're down to the last two sides, then you can say P'tikr for side three and side four. If all you have is the front of the house, you cannot say P'tikr on the other three sides. Ari Shanim would say that you could say P'tikr as such. We pass that you can't, as you see over here in the Sif, and as it comes up, it's a Mishin Samach Aleph. Move on to some Mishin Mabzayin, Ezo Tzor Chayiv Ben HaTor, what case of it Tzor Yichayiv Ben HaRaisa? And the Mechaber says, but the Raisa only Chayiv, if you Oikri, you uproot a Chayiv Tzor Mishiyochid, and you do Hanocha in Rish Rabim, Akira in Rish Yochid, Hanocha in Rish Rabim, that's it Tzor, or the opposite is Achnosa, Akira from Rish Rabim, and then Hanocha, putting it down Rish Yochid. And Mr. Burr explains this considered a Malacha Shlemo, Akira of the chayfets of the item for one rishus, and Hanocha putting it down a different rishus. If you only do a chatzi malacha, do half malacha, or there's two people who play a role in the malacha, one does the akira, one does Hanocha, they're both potter. Chazal dash in the first bag of Shabbos dash in the pasuk, it says, Bechayv chatzis me'am oretz ba'asay sa, it's chayv chatzis. Ba'asay sa, if someone does the whole thing, it's chayv chatzis. If someone does part of it, then he's not going to be chayv chatzis. It has to be one person doing the whole thing. Two people, shnaim sha'asur or potter, they're still asur in the rabbanon, though Chazal asked it, because you might come to eventually do a malacha shlema by yourself. But it's only us, somebody, Rabbanan. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that Akira uprooting the item does not have to mean you pick it up from the floor. If the item was in your pocket that you're wearing from Erev Shabbos, and you take it out of there, and you stretch out your hand from Rosh Yochid where you're standing and put it down in Shrabim, you're chayiv. The fact it was in your pocket, it was considered mulach gabe karka, your clothing is bolted to the guf, and anochas guf kanof as chayvitz dami, as if the item was on the floor in the Rosh Yochid, but you took it from there, you did an Akira. And you transfer out to Shrabim and put down Shrabim, you now do that Kira Hanocha and Yechayev for Hitzah. So, you can have someone doing Hitzah or doing Achnasah, in this way. And the point is that Kira Hanoch does not have to be from the floor onto the floor. It could be from a pocket or onto a pocket, from an item onto an item. That would be considered a Kira Hanoch. And if you did both halves, it would be Mechayiv Midaraisa.